hear a man, man's own kin. He turned his back on his own people, shot him, and he fell on his knees before the burning plain. And he beheld fields of gold, his land, his son. And he arose, his blood aflame, clouds pressed with handprints stained. One last breath, the sky is high, the hungry earth, the empty vein, the ashes rain, death's own bed, man's own kin into the wind. One last breath, hole in life, love not tied, great undone, a child born, the hollow horn, a warrior cried, a warrior died. One last breath, lake of flame, the spirit moaned, the spirit shed, the heavens fed, man's own kin.
The sun was shining, she was lying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. If folks, they set their lives together, sure was it gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And he was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on his shoes, heading out for the East Coast, Lord knows he paid some dues. Getting through, tangled up in blue. She was mad when they first met, soon to be divorced. He helped her out of a jam, I guess, but he used a little too much force. And he drove that car as far as they could, abandoned it out west, splitting up on a dark set night, both agreeing on it was best. And she turned around to look at him as he was walking away, saying over her shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue, tangled up in blue. He had a job in Santa Fe, working in an old hotel, but he never did like it all that much, and one day it just went to hell. So he drifted down to New Orleans, lucky not to be destroyed, where he got him a job on a fishing boat docked outside Delacroix. But all the while he was alone, the past was close behind. He seen a lot of women, but she never escaped his mind, and he just grew tangled up in blue. She was working in a topless place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face, and the spotlight's so clear. And later on, when the girl thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there right beside my chair, said, don't tell me, let me guess your name. I muttered something underneath my breath, she studied the lines of my face. Must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes, tangled up in blue. I lived with them on Montague Street in a basement down the stairs. There was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Well, he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it all came crashing down, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was keep on keeping on like a bird that flew, tangled up in blue. So now I'm going on back again, I got to get to them somehow. All the faces we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are truck drivers' wives. Don't know how it all got started, I don't know what they're doing with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point of view. Tangled up in blue.
That was Grizzly Bear and Easier. Grizzly Bear, I was turned on to Grizzly Bear by Jack Drysdale Pender from the Crazy Diamonds. C and Jesse Weber were here. Anyway, Jack and Jesse and the rest of the Crazy Diamonds are playing the Registry Theater on February 2nd. They're going to be doing they're not going to do the Pink Floyd stuff. I wish they would do that. They should learn The Wall. That'd be great. They're going to be doing original songs and some cool cover songs. So that should be very cool. Anyway, so that was Grizzly Bear. And before that, Bob Dylan, Tangled Up in Blue, and Patti Smith, Gone Again, because those two hung out in New York a lot. And then Lou Reed, Perfect Day, and Laurie Anderson, The End of the World, because they're a couple from New York as well. And before that, Rain Dog from Tom Waits. Actually, Road Dog brought that in for me as a present. I love Tom Waits. Regina Spektor, Fidelity, Maggie Estep, Stupid Jerk I'm Obsessed With, all from New York. And then going a little further back, Goddamn Rock and Roll, The Cramps, Lux Interior, and those guys headed up CBGBs. Yeah, that was cool. Actually, David Byrne, Talking Heads, played there a lot as well. Maybe I should put on some Talking Heads, too. Before that, the Ramones and Pet Sematary. Anyway, going back to the set, before that, Girls, Iggy Pop. Of course, he was from New York. And a New York Dolls, Personality Crisis. And then the Ramones, The KKK, Took My Baby Away. And then Nico. So that started off the whole set. I got a few more to play, too. This is so much fun. Here's one for you. This guy's from New York, and I still love him as opera man. This is Adam Sandler on Coral FM.
Put on your yarmulke. Here comes Hanukkah. So much funnicker to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is Festival of Lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have 8 crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Caan, Kirk Douglas, and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together. What a fine looking Jew. You don't need Deck the Halls or Jingle Bell Rock, 'cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke. It's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted. We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish, not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not, but guess who is? All three Stooges. So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I heard his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time you celebrate Hanukkah. Hope I get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. If you really, really wanna go, have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
Five hundred 25,600 minutes. 525,000 Roman soldiers. 525,600 minutes. How do you measure? Measure a year. In sunsets, in midnights, in cups of coffee, in inches, in miles, in laughter, in strife. 525,600 minutes. How do you measure a year in the life? How about love? How about
the cast, the company from Rent, and Rent originated. I walked by the New York Theater Workshop. I don't know how many times when I was down in New York. That's amazing. So I thought I should play that. And it's not far from where my good pal John Tank lives. I'm going to wrap up. I got a couple more songs and then I got to go. And this has been so much fun doing this New York show. Anyway, here is my pal, John Tank, Veronica on Coral FM. Don't forget, he's playing the Jazz Room January 5th. John Tank from Live at the Registry. That was done at the Registry Theater. Amazing. And John and I spent a lot of time in New York, and he took me all over the place, which is great. And all the musicians down here love him. And this is taken from Live at the Registry from Paul Pines, who was a good friend of his. Since I first heard John Tank play the Tin Palace in the mid-70s, it was clear to me that his tenor voice was among the most soulful I had heard. All these years later, this is still the case. He departs from the soulful side of John Coltrane and delivers us to places we might not otherwise have gone. That featured John Tank on tenor sax, Bernie Senensky on piano, another virtuoso, Jim Vivian on bass, and Ted Angus Warren on drums. Well, no musicians in this area. This was great, and it was recorded and mastered by Earl McCluskey for Chestnut Hall Music. That was for John, and I missed Vicky, and that actually his girlfriend Vicky, and Veronica is written for Vicky. Anyway, I got a few more songs to play, and then it's time for my boot heels to be walking. I love doing this kind of radio because you can do this kind of radio with this kind of equipment. It's very cool, and you know, I can't think of anywhere else I'd be able to do almost a 3-hour broadcast dedicated to New York. But there it is. I want to thank all the New Yorkers that I met in the street and the subway who helped me along the way, because for me, this was a life-changing trip. Here's a few more songs in my New York tribute. Actually, there's something else too. I'm going back. This is my last song. This is Coral FM signing off.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that never sleeps and find I'm a number one, top of the list, king of the hill, a number one. These little town blues, oh, start of it in old New York. And if I can make it there, I'm gonna make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York.